This is Bamo from the KJ Podcast. Today I'm here with Jimmy. Today we're doing the motherfucking meeting.
Yo, what up?
Oh, man. Yep, I just had to take my shirt off because, you know, that's my fucking tradition. So, dude, a lot of stuff has happened this week.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Fucking a lot, man. Like, some good, some really bad, like...
It's mostly bad.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, mostly fucking bad, because... Did you already look at the podcast I sent you for next week?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know that put the George Floyd situation in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So before we get started into that topic of George Floyd, I would love to say that we will not be putting hashtag George Floyd or hashtag justice for George Floyd just because we don't want any clout from this situation, because it's a very bad situation.
Oh yeah, it's awful.
Mm-hmm. So I gotta know your opinion about what's happening, man. It's fucking shitty.
My opinion, George Floyd didn't deserve to die, but at the same time, you don't deserve to destroy company buildings like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, okay.
He definitely didn't deserve to die, but really, don't destroy a Target. And, what else did it destroy? I believe it destroyed a police station now.
Did you see the video of all the police cars driving away because it was burning down?
Oh, yeah. I saw it. I saw that.
So, what was it? You remember when, Sincere got arrested, right?
Yeah.
So, me being the concerned brother, or being the caring person that I am when it comes to Sincere or any one of my brothers, I went on social media and I said, fuck the cops who arrested him. And that's why I did not know the whole entire situation. So I did get a lot of hate from that. But looking at, there's a similarity between Sincere's situation and George Floyd's situation, is because they both deal with black men, and I feel like there's a bunch of racism when it comes to that, because I looked on Facebook when this happened, when the Sincere situation, and a lot of white people had a lot to say negatively about Sincere, that no one knew who Sincere was on Facebook from what I could tell, only very few, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I feel like this situation is, like, kind of not having the greatest knowledge, especially for people who are trying to put their word into it.
Oh, yeah. They just don't understand.
Mm-hmm. What was it? The Target. Like, I don't understand what the Target had to do with the George Floyd situation. I really don't.
You're destroying your own community. Let's not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Destroying buildings won't bring back George Floyd.
Uh-huh. Fucking, what was it? I think they also destroyed a Walmart that was in Minnesota, too.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I honestly don't understand the thought process going behind and destroying Target, a Walmart. Like, when it comes to a police station that had the police officer job there, then yeah, I can see that kind of working out. But Walmart, I just honestly don't understand it. I really don't.
I don't even see the point in destroying the police station. I feel like destroying any property is a dumb thing to do. Like, you're just pulling the, like, all right, one thing I heard on Twitter was, when you guys destroy buildings and make a protest into a riot, you're pulling the situation away from the actual problem. No one's going to remember this from George Floyd. They're going to remember this because you burnt down a Target.
Like, what was it? These riots have been spreading all over fucking USA. And
they're all over USA, they're not just in Minnesota?
Yes, and I'm gonna give you an example. If you look at the news right now, Richmond is becoming a riot too.
No.
Like, I'm not joking with you. Yeah, I just looked this up this morning. It was literally on my news feed from Google, and it said Richmond has been getting some, like, even though they're not big riots, but there have been small riots here and there throughout Richmond.
Fucking man, really? Come on. Why? I don't understand this, man.
Like, from what I've seen, it's not really going focused towards attacking the cops, more than say, but it's more attacking, like, businesses, which I don't completely understand. Like, if someone's listening to this, please tell me what you are doing by taking out Walmart's, Target's, fucking even a Louis Vuitton store. People have ransacked a Louis Vuitton store. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Okay, that's just because they're looting. All right, they just want shit.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
They're just using the death of some black man to get free shit, and that kind of pisses me off.
Yes, that's really true. That is
so,
really.
Like, oh, no justice, no peace. But like, can you not? Like, you're using this poor man's death just so you can get free shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Like, you lost the point of the protest. It's annoying.
One of the things that this country was built off of was freedom of speech, and it coincides with that is the freedom to peacefully protest.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not what they're doing, but I will have to give it up to some people because some protests are actually peaceful. There is no rioting. There is no, like, actually hurting people. It's just straight peaceful. I will have to give it up to those people, though.
But, those are the good people. They understand.
Yeah, but sadly, it's very few. Because more riots happening than the fucking peaceful protests right now.
I don't know. It's just like, it's just such a sad thing, you know?
Yeah. You know what's one thing that I do think is cool?
Yeah.
Not saying this situation is cool at all, but having people with very strong influence, and I would say strong social media awareness, like, for instance, Eminem, the rapper, the white rapper, the fucking lyricist, like, he spoke up on Instagram a couple days ago. Actually, no, I think it actually was yesterday. He spoke up saying, Detroit, because that's where he lives, do not fall into the madness of rioting. I think that's the way he said. He said something around that lines. Like, dude, I think there needs to be more people like M speaking up.
Yo, M is, like, grown up so much, deadass.
Mm-hmm. No, he's a fucking, honestly, he should fucking become president at this point.
he's a full-on adult. I remember listening to his really shit. And it's like, oh my god, he's like an annoying teenager. He's like Justin Bieber when he first started up, but now he's just an adult.
Fucking, alright, I know this is completely off topic, but he actually dropped a new whole album fucking today, so I think I'm gonna have to go listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it either. But yeah, I know what you mean. People are like, people have charity events for the Minnesota Recovery Plan.
Oh.
Since so much stuff is getting broken down, people are starting donations where they give money back to Minnesota to fix all the shit they broke.
Dude, like, honestly, that shouldn't have to happen because there shouldn't have been something that created that such of a fucking forest to where people think they had to riot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm glad to see it's happening. Like, people care enough.
Yeah, no, people care, and that's another good thing that's coming out of this, not just because of people with great, strong influence. You got people who actually are showing that they care.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, there's this one video that I saw on social media. Actually, I saw it on Snapchat. This one girl, she posted a TikTok. Yeah, a TikTok. I really don't like TikTok, but
it's alright.
But
TikTok shit.
This TikTok, I think, was probably the best TikTok I've ever seen. It was a TikTok of a policeman in just a random county, nowhere close to Minnesota, but that county that he was in was they're doing protests too. But what he was telling everybody at the protest before a riot or something harmful ensued, he said, "We are here to help you get your voice out and make it as safely as possible," because he did point out that there's like children, dogs, and all that stuff we don't want getting hurt type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw that, that kind of, like, gave me, like, a little bit of warmth and thought inside, because, you know, that's good seeing that right now.
Yeah, that's a good police officer right there. He understands that.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't say that, it would probably riot. It would probably turn for riot.
One thing he did say that really stuck to me is not all cops are the same as that one cop who killed Mr. Floyd. Which is completely the same. This is completely correct, just because I know a couple cops around our area, and they're cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get one of those cops that, like, pull you over on the side of the road, and they see that you're in a rush to go take a test or go to work or something like that, and they'll know what's up, and they'll help you out.
Oh, yeah, I love those police officers, man. I'm starting to realize that, this is actually, like, a really big trend I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Most people talk shit over a whole group, when in reality, it is a small minority of them that are bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking...
So people say, fuck the police, but it's, like, it's only a small majority that's like that.
Yeah.
Same
when...
with politics, same with religion, it's always like that.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. See, when the situation with Sincere happened... When I said fuck the police, I was emotional because that's my brother who went to jail for something he didn't essentially want to do type of thing. And
yeah.
I can understand where everybody else is doing is because they're emotional and they see, like, pretty much a brother die from a cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I've seen that actually, like, really showed goodness and humanity. There's this one black woman who was also at a protest, but she had a sign different from everybody else because everybody else there, they had signs saying all or Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
So.
Or can't breathe. Don't forget about that one.
Yeah, that's a poor thing to say. Her sign said, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Cops' lives matter, but the small minority who takes justice into their own hands or who are racist in any sort of way, those lives don't matter.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, really, like, I would say at that point really powerful, just because if anybody who read that, they would agree with what she was saying.
I don't know, them looters. I'm getting these tennis shoes for free.
Oh, man, like, I don't know. I think when it comes to the looting part of it, I think, honestly, there's nothing that you or me could do about it, especially right now. So if it happens, it happens.
I mean, the police can't even do anything about it.
Yeah, at some point, if a police officer steps in, try to stop a riot, there's going to be, like, one of three things that's going to happen. One, he's going to get jumped. Two, there's going to be a video of him eventually trying to stop the riot, but it's somehow going to come out saying that he's also racist.
No, okay, yeah, good one.
And three, he won't do anything. Because he's afraid that eventually something will come up saying that he is racist and will most likely ruin his life.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing about police officers. I could never be a police officer.
Like, you
I
got...
never, cause one fuck up, you're done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like,
with
the... like Twitter, but, like, your whole life.
That is true. So, a little bit off topic, and we're going to go to... the social media aspect, because have you been on Snapchat lately?
No, but I've been on Twitter, and it's all over Twitter.
Okay. So, what I've been seeing on Snapchat, and it's most likely happened everywhere else, including Instagram, Twitter, fucking even MySpace and Facebook, probably. people have been posting... How can I say this? posting pictures saying, if you don't repost this, you're racist. That's pretty much the point to those pictures, right?
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
They're doing that. That's such a shitty bait. Like,
So.
Oh, that's on TikTok too. We're like, fucking hate it. If you don't like this, you don't like God. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
The second I saw that, I fucking went off Twitter. I went off fucking Snapchat. I went off Instagram. Because until this thing cools down, that's a fucking bait.
Because, well, I don't think anyone would actually call you racist just because you didn't follow this person.
I'm not going to lie with you, dude. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't agree with that. Because I seen fucking people around fucking the nation who have been baited to do something like that. And when they don't, especially if you get the person who posts it and actually does his research about it, he'll go through it and see who actually did not screenshot it, and he'll fucking say your name in a post saying you're racist. And honestly, I don't agree with that, but I'm not going to take that chance and not so do it.
Do people actually think you're racist if you don't screenshot it or like it?
Yes. Like, that's how bad the world has gone to at this point.
No, that's fucking retarded. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like this post right now, your dad's dead. Like, what the fuck?
Like, alright, let's use, you remember Brent, right?
Yeah, I remember Brent.
Okay, let's use social media, Snapchat posts, stories, whatever you want to call it, as an example. So, he wanted to put his way of thinking about it, or his way of his information, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wanted to put that out there to give his point of view across. So, I saw the hour he posted it, and I didn't say anything because that's his point of view. You know what I mean? Like, that's his idea of it.
Yeah.
2 hours later, he posts another thing saying, hey, if you don't like my idea, unadd me. Or, this is my personal idea. If you have a problem with it, I don't care, type of thing.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Makes sense.
Yeah. So, another hour goes by, and he posts saying something like, hey, if you really don't have a if you have a problem with me posting this, then why are you looking at it? Like, why do you care about what I say? So that's another thing that I don't like about social media, is because once you say your point of view, if somebody don't likes it, they're going to clap back.
Yeah, they're gonna use a slur of meaningless terms at this point.
You know
the meaningless terms. You're a Nazi, you're a sexist. Like, they've lost meaning. I don't even know what the fuck they mean anymore.
Yeah, that is very true. Like, that's why I'm only on Twitter to promote, like, the podcast or, like, music or something like that.
If you were on Twitter for politics, you would have one brain cell by now.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Because I know there was this one case that happened a couple fucking years ago. There's this one politician, I completely forgot what her name was, but she was just speaking her mind, speaking her point of view, and pretty much everybody on Twitter did not like her point of view. Well, that, I would say, it's probably a good case of bullying at that point, caused her to take her life.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, social media, if you don't know how to use it correctly, it's a very dangerous thing.
Oh man, yeah. If you don't say the right thing, you're fucked.
Yeah, it really is.
I can imagine, like, me telling a joke and me getting canceled for it.
Yeah, I completely understand. So, let's go on to the cancellation part of that, because I'm gonna tell you this story. You remember the late rapper XXXTentacion?
Yeah.
So, a couple months before he died, or a couple months after he died, right? There was this comedian who made a joke about how X died. And she did it on live TV, everything, and stuff like that.
I got a joke too, but keep on going on.
All right. Before we get into my story, you gotta be careful with that type of joke, because fucking anything about X, just because of his fan base, people will come at you.
He's been dead for how long now?
For about 2 years.
I think I can make a joke about him. All right, yeah. All right, X fans, if you're listening right now, chill out.
All right, I would love to hear your joke, all right, but let me finish my story. So, the story is, the second she made that joke and the second it was publicized, her career as a comedian was completely done with. She had to literally change her name, change her look, and she was still a comedian, but she had to change pretty much everything about her because she was getting death threats. She was getting fucking, what was it? Yeah, just pretty much death threats. Like, that shit was completely, I would say her joke was completely out of line, just because she dead, like, he was dead at the time. Like, everybody was still mourning over him. But she technically, in sense, got canceled.
Yeah, but there's no reason to cancel someone like that. Like, I don't care what the fuck you say. You don't cancel someone just because they say something like that. Like, you don't ruin their whole livelihood because they fucking said something wrong.
Yeah. Honestly, I think with her situation, I think it should have been, like, a suspension or something like that. You know what I mean?
Or maybe, hey, calm down. Let's not do the X joke next time, all
right? Yeah, or, yeah, do something like that and take that joke off the air. Because that joke is still on the air, technically. Oh, excuse me. So, I would love to hear your joke.
I think it might be her joke. I don't know, but like it goes like this. You know how X was an underground rapper?
Wait, what'd you say?
Dude, X is now an underground rapper.
Oh.
I mean, come on now. He started out as an underground rapper in like early to, I don't know when, but now he's really an underground rapper.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that was a funny joke. I'm not gonna lie. That was a good joke.
Yeah.
And I think that was actually like a good, sensible joke too, so.
Yeah.
Dude, alright.
Nah, but cancel culture is cancer. I fucking hate it.
You get so many good people, good talented people, who do what they love to do, and people say, oh hey, we don't like your stuff, we're gonna cancel your stuff, and you won't see them again for years. Like,
Yeah, you said something a little controversial. No, I'm sorry. Your whole bit's gone.
I'm like, yeah, that's to me is just completely not cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at 23 minutes in the podcast.
You trying to make it 30? Are you good?
Honestly, I would like to do another podcast right after this, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
But
Yeah,
because we're trying to keep it as short as possible, because, you know, uploading is kind of a bitch for me, so. So, do you want to end this podcast?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go right ahead.
Start the next one.
All right.
Wait, you want me to say this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, like, comment, and subscribe. If you follow Bemo at Instagram, Twitter, I believe. I don't know any of your health stuff. I think you got Snapchat?
Yes.
You do Snapchat? Okay. Follow him on Snapchat as well. And make sure you guys have a good day. Stay hydrated.
Everything will be a link in the motherfucking description. I'll talk to y'all later.
Alright, see y'all later.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jimmy from the KJ Podcast, and you're listening to The End of the Week. Before we get started today, may everyone silence their phones, but not the device that you are currently listening to this podcast on. So if you're listening to this on your phone, you're shit out of luck, and I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I dare you to keep listening, though. I know you won't, because because how much of a pussy you are. Oh, God. Yeah? Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Recording?
No, I'm not recording.
Damn it.
No, I'm not recording,
No, I wanted to barge in while you're recording.
Oh!
Yeah, I just figured it'd be funny.
No, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, okay.
Just call again in like 10 minutes, yeah.
5, 10 minutes? Okay,
cool. Yeah. Alright, babo. Alright, see you later, man. Excuse the interruption. That was Bamo himself. He called me just so he can interrupt the podcast, and he'll be calling me back in 10 minutes, so get ready for that. So let me get into the first question. While everyone is home, some people's main focus was either binge-watching great amounts of Netflix or Hulu, or watching a new skill, or working on a new skill like masturbation for longer than 10 minutes. That's not a skill, that's just depression. That's sad. Or saying fuck you to your good habits and taking on some new bad ones. Alright, everyone's not in the shithole, Bamo. Alright, some people are actually doing a lot of good, alright? I know some people who've lost a lot of weight during this quarantine. Shut your mouth. So I got a couple of questions for the viewers, and yes, I'll answer them too. First off, what show in general have you been watching? Okay. What new skill have you been able to work on? What are some habits you switch for bad ones? Alright, let me start out with the first real question, which is, what show have I been looking at? I've mostly been watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure over again. I really like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, especially Part 4. It is... I love Kira. Kira's power and just... Can I just talk about JoJo for a second and how wacky and cool the fights are? Unlike most anime, characters don't get power-ups. I mean, yeah, there are power-ups in JoJo, but you're usually stuck with the power you have. So, a good example of how that can be detrimental is Echoes versus Kira. Kira has the ability to make anything he touches into a bomb. Not only that, I'm pretty sure he's pretty fast and pretty strong. And he has a second bomb that's his right hand that can track down anything that has the hottest temperature in a certain area, which is extremely powerful. That's an extremely powerful stand. And then you have Echoes. I know Echoes is a powerful tool. I mean, powerful too, but it's not nearly as powerful as Kira's Killer Queen. And, Echoes has the ability of Soundmaker, and I believe, making stuff heavier. Echoes Axe Refreeze, or whatever it's called, makes stuff heavier by almost 100 pounds, which, I mean, that's cool and all, but it wouldn't beat Kira. And he didn't. And that's what one thing I love about JoJo fights. It's just it's a battle of predictions. It's a prediction. You have to stick with a prediction of what your enemy's gonna do and try getting them to, in a certain situation that benefits you. And it's crazy because it isn't like Dragon Ball where it's just because someone's stronger or they used a better technique. No, it's you have to outsmart your opponent. So yeah, that's a show I've been watching in recent. I've also been watching The Boondocks because The Boondocks is just funny. And it's kind of fitting because of the riots, you know. I love The Boondocks. But yeah, I'm mostly just rewatching old shows I've already watched before. I've also been getting into One Punch Man. One Punch Man is really good. Yeah, I really like that too. Alright, what are some new skills you have been able to work on? Again, I haven't really been working on new skills. I've mostly just been honing my skills I already have, mostly drawing. I've been drawing a lot lately. I got a tablet for my birthday, which is April 6th, so I've been drawing ever since April 6th. I would say I'm getting pretty alright at it. I was thinking one day I might actually ask Bamo to edit video. So, like, you have me talking in the commentary, and you can actually look at the video of me drawing something. Doesn't have to be anything particular. Doesn't even have to be a finished drawing, but just me drawing something and having a blast in the background. Just as for the people who are actually looking at the video for some odd reason. Yeah, Bama mostly tells me people who look at this, look at the podcast and commentaries are just, like, have it on Spotify, listening it, listening to it while doing something else, so. And what are some bad habits that I've been picking up? I think everyone can contest this. Even though I've been working out, I've been gaining a lot of weight. I don't know. I just really want gyms to open up because I truly believe it's because I'm not going to the gym anymore. I have been working out, but it's my eating habits, man. When you're bored, you eat more. It doesn't matter how much you run, how much you work out, and do dips, do pull-ups, stuff like that. I mean, I am getting stronger, but I'm also still I'm getting fatter. I'm getting a lot fatter. Gladly, once the gyms open up, I will probably lose a lot of this weight. But yeah, bad habits, probably been eating because I'm bored. Real bored. I can't wait till this thing's over, dude. I can't wait till quarantine's over. Oh, it's gonna be pain. But yeah, I'm gonna have to fight through it and just try maintaining my weight. That's the best course of action I can do. Alright, second question. With sad news going across the whole entire country, not just from COVID-19 or tropical storms hitting the East Coast or earthquakes hitting the East Coast, West Coast, there's been tropical storms and earthquakes? Okay. What am I talking about? That's the worst than all of the likes of that is the wrongful murder of George Floyd. Oh, it's George. Before we go anywhere further with this topic, we will let you know that we will not hashtag George Floyd or anything that's related to him for the reason of when it comes to bad situations like that, we should not take a side. So we're staying neutral. We're not gonna answer the question if you think his murder was unjust or not. But I'm going to say if it's unjust or not. I mean I am. any lack of better words, clout from the situation. All right. Now into the facts and information that has acquired from the new situation in Instagram, social media, and other things like that. First off, the main cop who is kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck is what caused the killing of the officer who did the unspeakable act is now in custody. So he's saying the police officer is now in custody. Sorry if you can't understand my second grade reading. I understand. I can't read. So that's why I'm repeating some of the stuff I say. Okay, a picture that it was not shown originally shows four different cops involved in the office situation, which means there are warrants out for other three officers involved. Okay. When it comes to a sad situation like Mr. Floyd's death, was people around the world has felt the pain of this poor black man that died from a cop in general. The murder in George Floyd. Okay, before we go any further, okay, this is the same thing. I think he copy and pasted the same thing. Yeah. So, my take on the George Floyd situation, he did not deserve to die. Yeah, they should have got off his neck and they shouldn't have choked him. I'm not even gonna beat around the bush. That man didn't deserve to die. It's just plain and simple. I mean, he had a counterfeit $10 bill, so he's gonna die and get stomped on his neck. Yeah. The man didn't deserve to die, but one thing I do have to say is the riots are not warranted. I do not like the riots right now. Mostly because it's taking the death of a person and turning it into a situation where looters can just steal shit. I bet half the looters don't even care about George Floyd. They're just doing it to get free shit. Yo, what's up? What was that? What was that?
Are you recording now?
No, but you call me back in 10 minutes. Call me back in 10 minutes, Butch.
Dude, you literally just said that 10 minutes ago.
No, do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Okay.
No, wait, not 10 minutes. Try 5.
5? Okay, I got you.
Yeah, try 5.
All right.
I got to pan this out for 5 more minutes just so he can interrupt me again. Alright guys, so let me get back into how I feel about the George Floyd situation. He didn't deserve to die. I don't like the riots because it gives opportunity for looters who don't even care about George Floyd just going around looting shit. Kinda defeats the purpose of a peaceful process. Defeats the purpose of the peaceful protest. No one's going to remember George Floyd. They're just going to remember fucking the massive, massive riots that came out of it. Yeah. For all the people who are peacefully protesting, I adore you. I like you. You're doing the right thing. But for the people who are rioting, burning down shit, you're not helping anything. In fact, you're causing more problems. And don't be like don't be the person who justifies themselves by saying, "Oh, they can rebuild that, but we can't rebuild George Floyd." Yeah, we fucking know that. But causing more problems, like burning down shit, won't help anything. And it makes it worse. You're not helping anything by burning down more shit. You're causing more problems on top of George Floyd's death. I can't speak today. Oh my God. What is wrong with me? I cannot speak. Start speaking German. No, I'm playing around. Anyways, I think it's time to get into the last question, which is... Uh-oh, I think I lost it. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, never mind. I got it. It is a really sad situation that we are all living with... Because one of our police officers doing... I can't read. Oh my God. Give me like 5 seconds to reread this quietly so I can read it properly to you. I don't know if it's me, which it probably is, or if it's Butch she's typing. But I think it's just me. Hold on. It's a really sad situation that we are all living with... Because one of our... Alright, it's because Butch doesn't know how to use commas or periods, alright? It's a really sad situation that we are all living with because of one of our police officers doing what he should have not done. I can't read. Everything that is said in... his podcast today, if says, was not from Bebo. Now, Jimmy, please tell us what you think about... Okay, so... Oh, my God, I'm... Whoo! All that's... All right. Okay, I'm dumb. Hold on. Give me a moment. I should have read the script before doing this. So, question 2 wasn't a question. It was just information about George Floyd's murder. And then question 3 was how I felt. So I already answered question 3. I already answered it. Oh my God. Alright, at this point we're just going to wait for Butch to call me. Which should be in 5 minutes, I believe. Let's talk about something else, you know? Let's go back to JoJo. I want to go back to JoJo. Let me tell you what makes JoJo, JoJo. JoJo is one of the most bizarre, strange animes out there. And that's why I love the series so much. It's so fucking wacky. It makes no sense. Like, alright, there's a character... there's a character named Gyro. I don't know what part. It's a Steel Ball Run series. And, oh my God, I can't even speak. I'm tired. The name's Gyro, right? And he has his friend Jojo, of course. The main characters are all named Jojo. And Gyro literally has a song. He's Italian, by the way. Gyro literally has a song that's just pizza mozzarella. And it goes, pizza mozzarella. Here's the words of the song. Pizza mozzarella, pizza mozzarella, pizza mozzarella. Pizza mozzarella, rella, rella, pizza mozzarella. And I want to know how no one's offended by that. Like, come on. The Italian character has a song called Pizza Mozzarella? That's not even the strangest part about this series. Like, there's characters that can reset the universe. Enrico Pucci, and mostly I'm talking about. You have people who can harness the power of the sun using special breathing. You have wacky stands with weird powers. One of my favorites is Fun Fun Fun, which is a stand. It's a terrible stand in all senses, but if I had the stand, I would be the biggest manipulative piece of shit in the world. See, how it works is you have to be above someone and you have to injure them in order for it to work. And once it does work, you can take control of the body part that got injured. And what I'm thinking is, what I would do, right, is I would, like, slightly cut someone's hand, and then I would follow them back to their apartment or house, and then I would activate Fun 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 and fuck with them all day long and, like, control their hand in weird places. Another stand I would like to have, and another wacky one would have to be, I'm trying to think of a really wacky, dumb stand. Oh, Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick is one of the worst stands in the world, but it's so funny. Usually stands have really crazy and bizarre powers and abilities, but Cheap Trick's main ability is talking, like talking to other people. And usually other people can't see stands, but his main ability is just to talk to other people, and it's hilarious. Because Cheap Trick, alright, if Cheap Trick attaches to your back, if someone looks at your back, you die, right? That's how Cheap Trick works, and it's a stand you don't want to have. But it's just so funny, because he pesters you, right? He makes you go insane. You have this little gremlin, this little demon on your back talking to you, saying if anyone looks at your back, you're gonna die, and it keeps on taunting people and saying, hey, look at my back, hey, look at my back, hey, dumbass, look at my back, and it's just so funny. And that's really why I like JoJo. It's just so bizarre. I mean, it's even in the name, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And what's some other stands I would like to have, can talk about? I'm gonna have to go with King Crimson. That's a good one. That is a good one. It is one of the most confusing stands in JoJo ever, right? It's extremely confusing. Hold on, I'm gonna take a swig of water. Ugh. I'm still waiting for Butch to call me. He's called me 3 times and I've told him I'm not recording, but I'm actually am, so. So let me get back to King Crimson. Hold on, I'm gonna text Baymo real quick to make sure he calls me. Hold on. Call me. Alright, anyways, back to King Crimson. King Crimson, how he describes himself in the series is, he deletes or erases time. Which is extremely ambiguous, and no one knows what that means. But seeing what he does, a good way of thinking about it is, King Crimson uses his second ability, which is Epitaph, which allows him to see a few seconds in the future. He then selects the time he doesn't want to happen, and then he moves past it. So, if you were going to shoot a gun at him, and he used Epitaph, I mean, not Epitaph. You used King Crimson. The bullet would almost seem like it went through him. But that's not true. Because halfway through the series, it kind of changes his power. Which is weird, and that's why it's so confusing to understand King Crimson. Because it changes. And I think that's mostly a Rocky Forgot situation, but I don't know. I'm still waiting for Butch to call me. Is he gonna call me? Hold on. Alright, the only reason I was talking about JoJo for so long is because I wanted him to call me again. I was gonna... Come on. You know what? I'm gonna call him. Alright, so Butch can't talk right now, so I'm just gonna do the conclusion. If he calls me after this recording, I'm gonna be very upset, but I'm just gonna do the conclusion. Thank you for tuning in to the Jimmy commentary, end of the week commentary. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and of course, check out Bamo at his Instagram and his Snapchat, and I hope you guys stay hydrated and have a good day. Goodbye!